Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode of our Wing Chun Universe podcast. Hallo Alfred.
Hallo Rosa.
Here we are again, and today we talk about the Xianlong Tao. The Xianlong Tao is the first movement.
Yes, it's the first movement in Wing Chun, also in WTU Wing Chun. It is the basic of all what we are doing. If you translate the name, you can translate it. It's the little idea, or better, the little idea of the way, or the little idea of moving the human body, or the little idea of human fighting. And it's very important that the little idea in all things is the right idea. If the little idea is not correct, everything you build up of this little idea is wrong.
So what is important when you practice the Xianlong Tao? What is
of all the solo movements, how we in our style call the forms, is a reference point, the center line. The center line for us is if you have a person in front of you, you can imagine a line between the solar plexus and the solar plexus from the other person. And this is the center line for our style. And you should have always the center line in your mind if you practice the movements, the solo movements.
And in our Xianlong Tao, we have a 9 sequence. Usually in the Xianlong Tao, there are 8 sequences or sentences, as other styles call it, and we have a 9. Why you put something inside the 9 sequence?
There's an important technique or move with the arms, who is very necessary. We call this the high dancer. There's no high dancer in the traditional Xianlong Tao. There is a little bit from this in the beauty, but not in the Xianlong Tao. And this movement is very important for addicts against the hate, parallel addicts against the hate. And so to bring this in the mind of our students and in the body, I designed a 9th sequence, and this 9th sequence is now the 8th sequence. It's between the 7th and the 9th.
And in the Xianlong Tao, there are some mottos. I think the mottos are like how you...
Yeah, the mottos is like the explanation how you should use the form or the movement. If you don't know the mottos, you only do only the form as fixed positions, and this is the wrong way. One of the mottos in Xianlong Tao is to move the body that no step is necessary. This is the way, because why we only stay in the Xianlong Tao. There's no step, there's no kick. This means not that you make stiff movements with your arms. So many people use the Xianlong Tao, they only move their arms. And so they will be stiff in the rest of the body.
So it is allowed to move whole of the body, but to do no step.
You know, especially the spine. Because all the moves we do with our arms come out from the spine. The spine is a snake in the body, not a pool. Most people have a pool in the body. And we threw the arms out from the spine in the room. We don't carry the arms out of spine in the room.
We don't carry the arms with the muscles?
With the muscles, no.
We throw it like a catapult.
Like a catapult. Like the catapult. Really relaxed from pull of the body.
Yes, this is a limitation of the Sinum Tao, because in the Chamkyu we do steps.
We go on Chamkyu. It's Chamkyu is the next step in the system. It's in Chamkyu we do the following step in the first part, and then we go on with the three basic steps or three basic kicks. So it's a motto from Chamkyu. We will speak about Chamkyu in one of the next podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is every step is a kick and every kick is a step. It's the explanation how we should kick in Wing Chun and how we should go in Wing Chun. Mm-hmm. But today we speak about Sinum Tao.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have? What another motto from the Sinum Tao is? To measure the body.
To measure the body. To measure the body means, as I speak before about the center line, it's to move your arms in the right angle, because there are only some angle who are necessary for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
If you have in mind a picture from Leonardo da Vinci, then a human body with both arms at the right and the left also from the body. And it's like a little bit a picture for Sinum Tao, to measure the body. If human bodies stay in this way, you see that the human body is a square. And if you move in this with the square, it's like a kubus.
Mm-hmm.
And you move your body inside of a kubus, and you have to be aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
There are also some secret societies in the West who use the picture for a human being as kubus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we are always inside this kubus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to move inside this kubus in the right way. And this is also motto for the Sinum Tao.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of insight, this motto. Mm-hmm. And another motto is... to do the movements point to point.
Point to point. The meaning is not you go from position to position. There is no position.
In Chinese they say Dim Dim Ching.
Dim Dim Ching, yes, yeah. Genau. Not position, because the philosophy for moving in Wing Chun is Taoism.
Mm-hmm.
And Taoism, we could say one motto from Taoism is everything change.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. There is no position in life. Nothing has a position. All is changing. It's against the nature to go to a position. So the point how in Sinum Tao, the double dancer position, it's not the position, it's the point, the movement of the double dancer changes the direction.
Mm-hmm.
Double Ganso is the point where the movement changes the position,
mm-hmm.
the direction.
It's a very important point.
This is how mm-hmm. we should move like water. Water has no position,
mm-hmm.
only adaption.
And there's another motto which says the Wing Chun person has no arms and no legs.
Genau, yes, this motto is the Wing Chun practitioner has no legs and no arms. This means not that we cut the arms and legs. It means the movements, the impulse for the movements doesn't come from the legs or the arms. We, as we say by the first motto from Sinum Tao, we don't carry the arms through the room with tension in the muscles. We throw them out the body like a catapult. The same we do with our legs. The same we do whole of the time with whole of the body. This is the way how we move our body. We move our body in a very relaxed way. We are not peoples who carry their bodies as heavy weights through the room. No. We go in a relaxed way in the gravity of the earth who carry us, not we carry us, the gravitation carry us. And so we can be very, very relaxed. And in this relaxed way we can adapt ourselves on its position. with body, with mind, with spirit, with all the things.
And now I have a question. Is the Sienam Tao a preparation for the highest or the last movement or form, the double knives, or does the Sienam Tao comes from the double knives? Because there are some similar movements which look the same.
Both is right. Mm-hmm. At first, the Sienam Tao, as the little idea says, is the basics from all who came later. So the Sienam Tao is the preparation for the Changkyu. The Changkyu is the preparation for the Wooden Tummy. Then the long pole come in the system, and this is the preparation for the Pyuchi, and the Pyuchi is the preparation for the double knives. And in our style, we all have the guild field with other weapons who are beside this part from Wing Chun, who also give more preparation in this way. Mm-hmm. But the other side of this metal is that all came out. Expect the long pull all came out from the double knives. At the beginning, from our style, was a knife style. And all break down from this style to the basic from Sienam Tao. To make a little picture. You have someone or organization who see the human body and the circumstances he is living. Is he living on Earth? And he is thinking about the most dangerous aid to fight. And in the earlier days, the human weapon is a knife. And how we should use the human body to fight with knives in the most dangerous way. If we have a human body who is really in a structure, how we give him all the functions who are inside the potential of a human being. So these people or this organization created what we call now Wing Chun long, long, long ago. And it was called the style of the folding knife. In our tradition, this style came to China not so long ago and has a new spring. So it grows again in Asia 300 years ago. Mm. Grows up. Mm. And the form in which it grows up called the people in Asia at this time Wing Chun, the beautiful spring. Mm. A very good name for the things that happened. Mm-hmm. And as these people started this movements, and then they say, how we can bring people who don't know this art of fighting, this art of human fighting, how we can start it in with the most powerful basics, and so they break down the movements to the easiest parts. And so there was Sienam Tao. They say, okay, there is how we move when we stay. How should we move if we do a falling step or go or kick in one line to the left and the right? And then there was Changkyu. And then they say, now what's the next step? If we fall or go about the other corners, not the line. With all we have. Then we have Wooden Tummy. And then they say, we move in the room with waves. What happened if you don't move waves? If we use a spiral at the point we are with the attacker. Then we have Pyuchi and we bring in the fingers and what we are do if we step at the end of the whole movement, who start in the legs, goes over the spine to the arms, if we step at the end with the fingers and rotate all the things who can be rotated inside the body to make a spiral, then we have Pyuchi. If we all do this with a long pull, then we have long pull. And if we get double knives in our arms. Double knives can be folding inside the body, they can rotate to all sides. And this movements came out from the body, not from the knives, then we are by the double knives.
I think we need to have to do an episode for each movement.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What your understanding is from this movement.
Yes, what in our style, our Wing Chun style, is the understanding, what is my understanding of the thing.
And this is why we don't say form, it's to us a movement, because it's a preparation for something. It develops some qualities in the human being.
And if you say form, in most human brains, if you say form, they have positions in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for positions. Mm. And so we call our forms movements, that the point to move is more more in
focus,
in the focus of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Then I think this is enough for today. Thank you for listening to us. If you have a question, please send us an email on info@wingchununiverse.org.
Yes, thank you also, and bye.
Bye.